Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a great Friday that capped off a joyful week. I want to first say that I'm so proud of you for hanging in there with me this morning as we talked about how sometimes people can be sad around Christmas. It's good to talk about hard things. Now, I know you all are already really good at loving your friends. You give hugs or high fives when you see each other at school. You have fun playing together. And when you see that one of your friends isn't feeling great or is bummed out, you know how to make them feel better. You grown-ups do too. This is especially important around Christmas time, so thank you for being a great friend. Now, I have a question. Why do you think our friendship can help someone feel better when they're sad or going through a tough time? I mean, none of us can time travel to the past and stop the sad thing from happening. We can't wave a magic wand and give them everything they've always wanted. We might be able to give them a small gift, but most often what we give them is a hug, or kind words, or just telling them that you're there for them. Why is this helpful? Because they know they aren't alone. One of the things we all learn as we grow up is that hard things get easier when we don't have to go through them alone. In fact, there are stories in the Bible where people feel sad or mad or scared, or they feel all of those things. And yet, because they know that God is with them, they can also experience joy. And that joy becomes like a bright star shining in the night. Have you ever gone outside while it's dark? If there are no moon or stars because of clouds, it feels really dark, like you might trip over something or bump into something you can't see. But if the moon and stars are out, especially if it's a full moon, it's still dark, but it actually feels kind of bright. You can see pretty well what's around you, and you can take your next steps safely. That's what the joy of our friendship and God's love does when times are tough. We can't make the darkness go completely away, but we can be a light that helps them find their way. Okay, as we do each Friday evening, let's settle in and reflect on our week. I'm going to lead you through three reflection questions, and if it's not too late, I encourage you to take your time. Plan on pausing the podcast, and if something someone shares leads to more questions or deeper discussion, feel free to keep talking. I'll be here when you get back. And if it's getting late, you can always make a note and pick the conversation back up this weekend. As you think back over this week, the things you did, the places you went, the people you saw, what was something that brought you joy this week? For me, it was seeing the community supporting one another at the Christmas market yesterday. How about you? This one might be a little harder, but I want you to at least think about it. We talked a couple of times this week about choosing joy. We might be feeling negative emotions, but we choose to instead focus on what might bring us joy. Was there a time you did that this week? For me, it was for sure when I took that tumble downtown, and instead of staying mad and embarrassed, I ended up laughing with my neighbors. Can you think of an example from this week? Okay, last question. Who is someone you want to share joy with as Christmas gets closer? For me, it's definitely my family. This is such a special time of year, and with school out, we have the chance to do some fun things we don't normally get to do. Can you think of anyone? Now, as a reminder, the podcast will be off over the weekend, but I'll be back on Monday morning. We'll launch into the final week of Advent with the theme of love, and of course, next week, we'll get to celebrate Christmas together. Okay, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for all the things that give us joy and for the ways we can be a source of joy for others. May our joy shine bright for all who need it. Watch over us this weekend as we rest and play. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.